I got to tell you how much I love that song. What a great analogy is that that bad relationship is like a bad tattoo. You know, you just can't get that thing off. It's painful to remove it, all of those things. Welcome to a Friday edition of the Mornings with Ed Show, 8:02 the time. Delighted to have you aboard. As we do each and every Friday morning, we welcome Aaron Slattery from the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce in for our Chamber Chat segment. Hey, Aaron, how are you?
Fantastic. Right back at you. I'm so glad to be here, and we're so glad to have our guest today.
This is just a cool day. A couple of years back, we had Erica Austin in from Uplift Yoga. It was Uplift Teen Yoga. And we had a great conversation about the stuff that she was starting to do in Dana Point, and now she's expanded substantially. And today's edition of Chamber Chat will include some serious stuff, because you may remember that a couple of weeks back, we talked about teen suicide and teen depression and the start of the climb of teen suicides and girls cutting themselves and such back in 2010, when cell phones started getting really popular and started accessing apps and social media apps. And now we find ourselves with astronomical numbers. So we welcome to the program this morning Erica Austin and Megan Buncher with Uplift Teen Yoga. Good morning, girls. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Oh, thank you so much for being here. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here today. So tell us, first of all, about Uplift Teen Yoga. Tell us the general principle of Uplift.
Yeah, so Uplift Teen Yoga, I like how one of our teens described it this weekend at a big event we did for the Surf City 10 run in Huntington. So our teen stood up, was teaching a yoga class for the runners, and she said, this is a living, breathing movement of teens leading teens to own their wellness and to inspire others to own their wellness too. And so our mission statement, we're a nonprofit, and our mission statement is teens leading teens to awaken their inner BFF, own their whole wellness, and create meaningful connection in the world. So what started out as adults bringing yoga and mindfulness to teens turned into a whole teen-led movement of teens becoming 200-hour certified teachers and going out into the world, teaching about mental health, sharing the practices that have changed their lives. We have 8-week series retreats. We have, like I said, this 200-hour teacher training, which is incredible. We also have our own podcast with teens talking about these real issues, what it's like being a teen today, a YouTube channel with Megan sitting next to me, one of our teachers on our YouTube channel, teaching meditation, yoga, all of these tools to really own your wellness. And like you said, mental health is just so, it is a real thing.
It's front and center of everything in a teenager's life.
I'm so glad that you are so aware of all of this. Because so many people are, but then so many people aren't. And a lot of people are really unprepared to deal with this. But what's so beautiful about Uplift Teen Yoga is that it is teens leading teens. So it's teens who have been through a lot of these things, and now they're out in the world in empowering others to own their wellness.
Let me give the audience, let me refresh the audience on some of these numbers that since 2010, U.S. hospitalization admissions for non-fatal self-harm, and in most cases, in many cases, that's girls cutting themselves. That's that kind of self-harm. That's gone up 189% in girls ages 10 to 14. Girls as young as 10 experiencing that kind of mental health problem. And then we're looking at suicide rates since around the same time. And again, I'll say it, on social media, you get shamed, you get checked for your body appearance. You get, social media is poison to that age group. So the U.S. suicide rates since then, since 2010, girls ages 10 to 14, it's gone up 151%. That's an insane number right there. Megan, tell us how you got involved, and specifically tell us about your teen years.
Yeah, I mean, Erica's talking about what it means to be unprepared for this teen mental health crisis, and I experienced it. I was in middle school, probably around 12 years old, so around that, you know, 10-year-old age mark, and a kid at my school committed suicide, and I knew him. He sat next to me in science class, and all of a sudden, my school went into panic. There was no resources. I was going through depression at the time. I didn't even know it because I didn't know what depression was. Right. All I knew was I couldn't get out of bed. I couldn't go to school. I was missing weeks at a time of like 8th grade and 7th grade. It was terrible. And so all of a sudden my school started bringing all of these speakers to talk about mental health, and they almost carried this huge negative stigma with them. And so I felt terrible about feeling these feelings and recognizing that I had depression, and felt like I had to hide it for so many years. And so then fast forward, I'm 16 years old. I give yoga a try. It was a hot yoga class. It was terrible. It was an advanced level. I wanted to leave the room, but there's like this etiquette that you're kind of like, once you're in there, you're in there. Yeah. You're not supposed to really open or close the door. And so I was like, I'm never trying yoga again. And then I came across Uplift and I was like, okay, the benefits kind of outweigh the costs. I'll just like do the yoga part. And it was the first place I ever experienced where I could feel my emotions.
Right.
There was no stigma. I could cry. I could talk about not being able to get out of bed. I could talk about issues I was having with my relationships and the way my mom was dealing with my depression. And it was just incredible. I felt like I didn't have to compete with anybody or fight to be seen or heard. It was just all of a sudden I was in this safe environment where I could be a teen and a human having human experiences.
Right. Explain to me the stigma and how when a teenager comes to you now, how you settle them with the stigma, how you remove the stigma for them. And is it also convincing their parents? A lot of times parents are kind of an obstacle to a kid's mental health wellness.
100%. I think when parents find out that they're coming to Uplift and they're crying and they might even be talking a little bit about their parents.
Right.
It's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of parents are very advocative of what we do. And I mean, it is a little tough at first because obviously we have to establish a trustworthiness.
Right.
And I think most of it just speaks for itself. They come and they see other people feeling their feelings and we're already talking about it. It's really no big deal to us. It's just something we're constantly dealing with. And so I think just like the environment already being established is half of the effort.
Right. Erica, what is it about that room? What is it about that session that opens it up, you think?
Yeah, you know, I think of Brené Brown. Are you familiar with Brené Brown? Oh, I can't wait to send you a book, The Power of Vulnerability. And
okay.
So when Megan was talking, and she's a social worker, does a lot of amazing research. There's so much data that she's collected. And so one thing that really came to mind when Megan was talking was permission slips. And so when we, you know, show up and we tap into our vulnerability, we show that we're not perfect. We are able to speak from the heart, like getting really down to this deeper place, not this all this exterior stuff that we place so much value on in our world today, but really just get down to the heart of whatever it is that we're feeling. It gives permission to others to do the same. And it's a magical phenomenon that occurs. And it's that simple. So our teens taught a class. We did a fundraiser for Boys and Girls Club, which we're partnered with. So right now we're doing 4-week series at a few different Boys and Girls Clubs in Orange County, which is super awesome. And
fantastic.
So, yeah, we did a fundraiser with Boys and Girls Club a little while ago. Megan taught with Adriana. And how amazing was it for grown women? We go around the circle and everyone's, as we call it, it's our inner BFF, and everyone is speaking what their inner BFF is reminding them of. And it's like, wow, that was a 1-hour session with adult women. And it was like breaking down all these barriers and, you know, all these masks that we wear. We're so perfect. We have it all together. Like, none of us have it together. What?
So have these women been carrying that burden since teens, since their teenhood, when they open up, when they finally open up?
I think we're all carrying something inside of us, right? Like, we all have things that have hurt us over time. We have our traumas. We are carrying around our teen selves, like all of us.
Right. Megan, I'm curious, when you're just walking around Trader Joe's, for instance, can you spot someone who's in need?
You have no idea.
Right.
No way.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Like we never know what someone's going through.
Right.
Right. And so I was just with a friend, an adult friend, and I didn't know he was experiencing depression. And so I just learned this and I'm like, wow, I would have not have known. I just see his like really funny things on Instagram that he posts, but like it's something that is affecting so many people.
Right. So tell us about the YouTube channel and what you do on the YouTube channel.
It's just growing, but it's already so amazing. We have a 40-minute yoga video, so any teen can just access
Well, that one's
it.
On Vimeo because we can't post super long ones on YouTube until we get enough followers. I'm sure everyone's going to follow
us. So then on our website,
today.
We have a yoga sequence. But we also have, like, I guess, fun little videos of yoga challenges. And then most importantly, we have the Own It meditation, which is a guided meditation. And Own It is an acronym, and Uplift created it.
Tell us about it.
O is for observe how you feel with compassion, and then W is for witness sounds and sensations, N is for now go to your happy place, I is for I am grateful for, and then T is for tune into possibility, and that's where you get to kind of manifest.
Right.
And so basically,
it's powerful.
It is so powerful. Anybody can take these steps, go through it one at a time. You can skip steps, make them longer or shorter. It can be a matter of like a minute meditation, or it can be, you know, an hour.
Right.
So part of what's amazing about it is how flexible it is, and how easy it is to ease into if you're a beginner with meditation. But I mean, I just love meditation. It's something I turn to a lot.
Right.
Like we said, we do own it probably twice a day, because if we're talking about it on a neurobiological level, it shrinks your amygdala, which is a good thing. That's your emotional center of your brain.
Right.
It's such a cool little fact. Mm-hmm. So your amygdala is responsible for depression and anxiety, which is what we're seeing a lot of in teens, which is why I think turning to meditation is so important.
Where is your happy place?
It changes, but right now it's in Big Sur with the ocean and the large trees that are just like bigger than me. It's
Love
nice
Big
to feel
Sur.
Connected to nature and
that's very,
the world.
Very cool.
Totally.
That's very cool. So, Erica, what's next? What's on the horizon here?
Oh, wow. You know, I'm always brainstorming for Uplift, and we're just growing in the most wonderful of ways. And we are starting to really mobilize our troops with our ambassador program. So really starting clubs at schools around Orange County and beyond. So again, our mission is teens leading teens, and who better to hear from with these matters than teens themselves who have been through it and really get it versus adults who are speaking to them from a whole nother era of the way we deal with things. And so, so really putting a lot of effort into empowering our teens with the right tools to go into schools. And it's just basically their own sphere of influence. So that that could be your golf team. That could be an after school program. Like basically all high schools have after school clubs that students can start. And so a lot of our teens are doing more of that. So there's just so many opportunities to give more of this, more torches to more teens.
Right. So, Megan, take a moment if you would. Right now, there's a teenager sitting in the back seat of their parents' car on their way to seventh grade, and they may be suffering from depression. Take a moment and speak to them for a second. What are you telling them?
Yeah. I can't help but see myself when I was in middle school, and all of these feelings were on the horizon, and I had no idea what they meant. And half the trouble was just telling my parents and getting them to understand, because I don't think they understood, like, how could you be depressed if you have such a great life? But that's not what it's about. We have so many obstacles nowadays with the internet and, like you said, social media. It's poison.
Yeah.
And so I think I would have just wanted to hear, you're not alone. There are other people with these feelings, no matter how dark or crazy they seem. And you know other people with these feelings. So really, let's just talk about it and be honest and vulnerable. I know it's so hard to get over the stigma, but I think once you're able to step forward and acknowledge that you're dealing with anxiety or depression or whatever heavy feeling it is, it just opens up a whole world for people to connect on that basis. And I think it brings a little more prominence to everybody else, an urgency, I guess, to what we're dealing with here. Because I know that schools see the statistics and they try to implement plans and resources, but I don't think they're really seeing it on a teen level. I don't think they're experiencing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I that's why I love that Uplift is all about teens leading teens. I think we need to hear from the teens about what they're going through.
Uplift Teen Yoga, the podcast. Give us every way that we can possibly find you, Erica.
Yeah, so Well, first of all, we're on Instagram where everything is linked. So we're at Uplift Yoga Foundation. Our website is upliftyogafoundation.org. And yeah, we have our own podcast, our own YouTube channel. Everything is linked from our website. We also, I should say, we also have our very first adult series.
Wow.
Yeah. So this is, this launches, I don't have the exact date in my mind, but it is, I think it's a Wednesday, mid-October where it starts. And it's, this one is a 7-week series. And it's open to adults. So it's, you know, parents of our teens who are interested, or just parents of any teens, any teachers, anyone who's interested in becoming a mentor with Uplift or just learning more about these things. So it's an 8-week journey where you're with other adults who also want to learn. It's like all the things in our teen series, which is amazing because this stuff is ageless. It's timeless. It's not like it's just for teens or just for adults. It just changes in the circle because it changes like the things that you conversate about, but like the practices are all there. So you're learning about mindfulness. You're learning self-love, really. We all need more self-love, Ed.
We do.
All of us do. And just learning all these amazing tools to own your wellness. So that's exciting that we're launching this first adult series ever.
Erin, this is pretty sobering.
Yes. it's full of gratitude.
Right. Yes.
I just know, even as an adult, you know, I need to have a friend that I can vent to.
Yes.
You know, and once it's spoken out loud, it doesn't seem as bad. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So you have to find a safe place with somebody that you can vent and they can vent to you. And then it just doesn't feel as bad anymore.
It appears that you're providing that safe place. It really does. And I cannot be more appreciative of that. And I'm sure parents out there feel the same way. And teens out there, the teens you just spoke to, feel the same way.
It's 100%. Just it's a giant exhale when you're in a circle where you're all free. It's a sense of freedom. You're like, wow, we are all these beings together. We are equal. We all have this beautiful light in us. And it's like, we go to this place, we joke about it a lot at Uplift, but we're like, we're kind of in this place beyond words. Like, it just feels so good. And like you said, you know, it's so sobering. Like, it's so interesting because there's a longer story here, but my background is from substance abuse prevention because I lost my brother in college to an accidental overdose. And I spent 7 years speaking across the country about him. And so I was always interested in finding something for teens to do that is free of substances, that makes you feel so good. And so that's what this is, really.
It is this releasing of endorphins that nothing else can match. It really is. I get it. I absolutely get it. You bring on the most interesting people, Erin. I really appreciate that. And I'll look forward once again to speaking with you, Erica. And maybe when you hook up this adult thing here in the next few weeks, come on back. Let's chat about it as well.
Thank you so much.
Megan Buncher, Erica Austin, Erin Slattery. What's happening with the Taste? Do we have any tickets left?
We do. We have tickets left for Taste. We're so excited to invite everybody to join us on October 13th. It's a Thursday evening from 5 to 10 p.m. And I also really want to talk up this Sunset Mixer and Cruise Tri-Chamber Mixer that's going to be the following week. I think it's Thursday, October 27th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. We have vendor tables available, and I just learned that these vendors can actually sell product on the boat.
Oh, very cool.
So most of our events like Taste and the Golf Tournament and Hospitality Night, we are unable to let our vendors sell anything.
Right.
It's just hospitality, free giveaways,
right.
You know, sign up for your mailing list. But on this cruise, you can actually sell product.
That's
so
very cool.
So I wanted
cool.
to let our members know that that is available.
So you're having an event out on the ocean.
Yes.
That's so, that in itself would just draw me to it. That's very, very cool. I find that's my happy place. Being out on the water, I think, is my happy place.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I couldn't have been, I couldn't be more gratified to have had you both in. Erica Austin, Megan
Thank
Buncher.
So much.
Thank you so much. It's the Uplift Teen Yoga Podcast. You can find it on their, everything's connected to their Instagram page.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for being here this morning.
Thank you.
8:22 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed Show.